The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Well, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're listening, whatever time, thank you. And welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today. My name is Vince Miracle, and man, do we have a bunch of lines to go over today. Big slate of basketball. I'm excited. I had a great weekend, guys. Championship week was successful. Did you bet on the Bucks?
I did. I sure did.
Did you bet on the Chiefs -3.5?
I did. That was nice.
And did you roll with me on Saturday? So Sunday, I wasn't able to give out any of my picks for Sunday's games, mainly just due to the fact that it was my son's birthday, so I was away from the hoop ball gaming community and crew, so I didn't get to put any picks in. But on Saturday, I did, and I even gave out a free 1.5 unit pick for the MMA. All four of my picks, all underdogs. -110 was the highest underdog out there. The best play was Dustin Poirier. Were you on that with me? I told you inactivity matters. And I don't want to toot my own horn because wins come just as much as losses do. It's just a part of the game. You know what I mean? But with that said, I'm feeling good heading into a new week. The week that will be ending out this month. And let's see what we can do with it. Let's hop right on in. We have the Charlotte Hornets heading to Orlando to face off against the Orlando Magic. They just beat them in Charlotte. Gordon Hayward looked amazing. 39 points, 9 rebounds. Magic now at home. 1.5-point favorites. Over-unders, 214.5. Devin and I have been talking about it a lot. It's hard to beat teams in this set of home and homes and back-to-backs. And a lot of these teams, like the East Coast teams, are like facing them on their home floor two times in a row. So I find that very interesting. The line just moved from a -120 to now a -130 for the Magic. So that just changed while I'm talking about them. I'm going -1.5 with confidence with the Orlando Magic. I think their defense will step up in a big way. I think Vooch is going to get a lot more help than he did in that previous matchup. So I'm expecting the Magic to pull out a win here. I definitely see it more than 1.5. Taking 1.5 with confidence. If you want to be, if you have the money to do it, I would even say go -130. We can click on in here and go see some of these prop bets. See if there's anything to look at. Again, guys, always let me know on Twitter, at VM Center, what you guys like, what you guys don't like. Do you guys like when I go over the points over-unders, the points, rebounds, and assists? I know a lot of people like those as well. Or the performance double-doubles. Anything you guys want. I even put out a tweet earlier today saying that the days that I'm hosting, a lot of the time it'll be Wednesday shows. Occasionally I'll have here Monday, and then I'll be guesting on Thursday shows with Devin. But I'm hosting these shows solo. I don't mind, you know, answering questions. There, what's a bet that you're looking at? Let's talk about it. So those are things that I really like. I like the performance double-doubles. But I know a lot of people like the points. That's been something that everyone likes to look at. So we go to the points over-unders. Devontae Graham's over-unders at 14.5. I'm hitting the over there. It's favored by only, like, 3 points. It's -115 to -112. So it could go either way. I like Devontae Graham in this game just because Orlando's point guard situation is questionable. It's fluid every single day. Gordon Hayward over under 22.5. I mean, how do you not hit the over? It's literally a pick 'em on both that -114, the over and the under. I can see that going either way, but I'm leaning more toward the over on that one. LaMelo Ball, I almost said Lonzo. LaMelo Ball, 10.5 points over under. I'm not going to touch that one. Just know that the over is favorited, -128. PJ Washington, over under of 12.5. He is, man, I mean, his defense on Aaron Gordon is going to be a factor. But again, now that they're in Orlando, I can see this game turning to where Orlando. It just depends on if Orlando can make some shots. If Terrence Ross is going to be effective off the bench, if Evan Fournier is going to knock down his threes, like, those are the guys that are going to be scoring because Vooch can't do it all. Obviously, Vucevic is the, in my opinion, he's the best player on that team. And then it goes Aaron Gordon, then it goes Fournier. So I think P.J. Washington, I'm hitting the under on that 12.5 points. He's just been so inconsistent. Not a huge fan. And then the over-under for 17.5 points for Terry Rozier. I'm going to hit the over. I think Terry Rozier and Terrence Ross are going to be the scorers of the day. I like Terry Rozier. I like Terry Rozier more as a DFS play than I do as an over-under playing on those units. But if I had to choose over-under 17.5 points, I'm leaning more towards the over, and that's looking to pay you a little bit more as well at minus 111 compared to the under at minus 116. Again, a big slate, so I don't want to talk about this one too long. So let's go ahead and move on to game number two on the day. Starting at the same exact time, that 4 p.m. tip-off, Philadelphia 76ers in Detroit facing off against the Pistons. The Sixers are 6.5-point favorites. Over-under sits at 217.5. Money lines at minus 270. Personally, I think -6.5 is a fine bet to take. Is it one that I would throw anything crazy on? No, maybe just a unit. Maybe just a half a unit. Throw some sprinkles on it. Make sure it's in your parlays. I do like the Sixers. I think that they're just getting better. But I'm not really touching much in this game. I already looked at the games over-under and points and things like that, too. There's not too many prop bets that I really liked. If I remember correctly, and I'm just clicking through it right now, just to double check, yeah, all the over-under totals are all Pistons players. That's it. So there's not much to talk about this game. If I had to choose one for you guys, I'm leaning toward the -6.5, and I'd be okay with that. The over-under on 217.5, again, that's a complicated. I would go probably with the under. I just don't believe in the Pistons, but they somehow find a way to always be in games. That's what it is. Toronto Raptors, Indiana Pacers. This game tips off at 4:05 p.m. Probably one of my favorite games of the day. Mainly just due to the fact that the Pacers are my team that I'm riding or dying with this year. I love this Pacers team. Domantas Sabonis has been one of my MVP dark horses this year just from how well he's been playing. And, you know, they get a redemption game. They lost 102-107 yesterday to this Raptors team here at home. And that team had no Kyle Lowry. That team had no Pascal Siakam. Yet, the Pacers are still favorited. It's more of just a pick 'em. If you think that the Raptors are going to win just because they won last time, Lowry's questionable. Siakam's questionable. I think Lowry even has like a toe infection, so he might not even play. This might just be a, hey, I was out. I'm going to be out again. It's not better in a day. Or it could have just been a rest thing, obviously. NBA, a lot of rest. I'm leaning toward the Pacers -2, though. I love this Pacers team. I think the size advantage matters. I think Domantas Sabonis was just missing shots yesterday. Brogdon struggled heavily yesterday. Brogdon, in that game, was 5 for 22, which is 22% from the field. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. So he shot 50% from the free throw line, and the guy's a 90% free throw shooter on the year, or just under that. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, but also had 4 turnovers. So he just really struggled. Sabonis had his season low of 10 points. He was also 1 for 10 shooting. Killer. 10 points, 19 rebounds, 5 assists. The two key guys were struggling. I don't think they're struggling two nights in a row. I'm hitting that -2 with some very big confidence here. I don't want to give you the units just because you'll have to go to the Wager Pass, which you can sign up for just 33 cents a day. You get all of our picks. Sunday was just a crazy day for us there as well. AB, Aaron Brewski, the founder. 4-0 day. Big day. 4-0 day. Didn't miss one. But yeah, -2. Indiana Pacers at home. Redemption game. Revenge game. And I expect to see a lot. We go inside here. Let's go ahead and look at these points over-unders. I haven't looked at this yet. Over-under 39.5 points for Domantas Sabonis. They're expecting this man to go off. 39.5 points. Oh, thank goodness. I just looked at that completely wrong. I clicked on the I clicked on the points, rebounds, and assists over and unders. That's why. So 39.5 points would be the combination of points, rebounds, and assists. The points over under is 19.5. Well, that was a mistake on my part. Sabonis, 19.5 over under. Go ahead and mark me down for the over on that one. It's literally a pick 'em both sitting at -114. I like Sabonis in a redemption game after just going 1-for-10 in his previous game. He still got to the line 8 times and didn't miss a single one. Miles Turner sitting at 14.5. That's interesting. Justin Holiday at 10.5. Interesting. Dougie McBuckets getting over 15.5 points is a +104. I'm definitely hitting the under on that, though. I'm -135. I hope he does get. He's one of my fantasy players in real life, but in this game, I wouldn't put my money on that one. So again, 39.5 for the over under for points, rebounds, and assists. I can definitely see a 22-15 game just from Sabonis, and then you add in the 5 assists, that puts you well over 39.5. So go ahead and click me down for the over. Pays just slightly better. At -112 to hit the over compared to the under of -115. So there's money to be made on that one. Let's go ahead and go into this performance player double-double because, like I said, I'm fairly confident that the Pacers are winning this game. Like, again, I can't tell you it. Join the Wager Pass. Talk about it in the Discord. At me on Twitter, at VM Center. But for me, I have the Pacers winning in my mind. I believe they're going to. So I'm going to start looking at certain things that get them the win in these player performance double-doubles. So Domantas Sabonis with 5 or more assists and the Pacers win sits at an even payout right now. That's a gorgeous performance double-double. I'm clicking that one. I say that's a good one to be on. Again, if you think this team is going to win, the Pacers just have some nice performance double-doubles here. Malcolm Brogdon, 7+ assists, and a Pacers win pays +130. That's not bad. That's pretty good. My favorite one, though, is 5 assists, Pacers win, pays even money. Hop on that. If you think you can get 6 or more, and you're like, hey, this is where it'd be really cool. You go, hey, I think he's going to get 6 assists. So you already think he's going to get more than 5. I think he's getting 6 or more assists today for Sabonis. And I think the Pacers are going to win. That is +160 right now. Really good payout. Like that one a lot. They don't have any rebounding ones, though, which is pretty unfortunate. And, yeah, so that's the one that I would lean on the most is the Sabonis 5 assists and an Indiana win, 6 assists, Indiana win. I like Sabonis as well as the over 39.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. And I'm also big on him on over 19.5 points. I'm very big on Sabonis today. Redemption game. We move on to the next one. 4:30 tip-off. Miami Heat, Brooklyn Nets. They just faced off recently. I still love the Heat with the points. 7.5 is a lot. The Nets' defense is still non-existent. They just give up so many points. They don't have anyone big down there that could shut down Bam Adebayo, who was in his bag in the last game. Literally could not be stopped. He did anything he wanted down there against DeAndre Jordan. Finishes the game with 14 of 20 shooting. That's 70% from the field. He only missed 2 free throws, and he got to the line 14 times. So he was 12 for 14 there. 41 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, and 1 steal. Oh, yeah. And by the way, with that incredible line, he also hit a 3 ball, and he only turned the ball over 1 time, doing that in 38 minutes. Just an incredible game from Bam Adebayo. And I don't see why that stops. I mean, maybe it's not to this type of volume of 41, 5, and 9, but the Nets' defense is horrible. Horrible. They gave up 124 points in that game. Heat lost by 4. But it was still a really close game until that fourth quarter. 7.5 is just a lot when you have guys like Bam, Duncan Robinson, Dragic, Chris Nunn playing some of his best basketball before, you know, the pandemic happened. He had to miss the bubble, or he didn't miss it, but he was there. But was he really there? They look incredible in that game. I'm taking +7.5. And if you feel a little froggy, if you feel like you want to leap a little bit, go ahead and sprinkle something on that money line. +260. This Heat's team is good. They're gritty. I like them a lot. Let me go ahead, while I have you guys here as well, let me go see if there's an update on one of my favorite players, Jimmy Butler, and what he sits at in this game. So he could be back later this week. He's still out. No update for him. So still nothing there for him. So they're still going to be out Jimmy Butler. Obviously, Hero's already been ruled out for the next three games. Same team. Same matchups. Still love those 7.5 points, which is what you got 2 days ago as well. Next game. Moving down the line here. Lakers in Cleveland. 10.5 point favorites. I hate this game. Over-under is at 213.5. 10.5 is a lot. You can roll with Drummond and those guys if you think that they're going to start putting in work. I mean, let's be honest, though. The Lakers give up so many points to guards right now that Sexland could go to work in this game. And Jared Allen and Drummond could possibly do enough to give fits to AD, you know, make him just a little uncomfortable. And even if you throw Larry Nance in there, Torian Prince, he's looked better. Good game. I mean, if I had to go either way, if you're saying, hey, Vince, you have to pick one, Cavs +10.5 or Lakers -10.5, which one are you taking?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, I guess I go with Cavs 10.5 just because double-digit scoring is, or double-digit lead before the game even tips off is always nice to have. And I think this Cavs team does have nice pieces. Garland and Sexton are nice, you know, young players that are getting the ball up. I'm going with the 10.5, and I guess that's kind of all I can really say about that one. Game of the day. By far, game of the day. Tips off at 5:35 p.m. The Denver Nuggets head to Dallas, Texas, to take on the Mavericks. They come into this road game as 1.5 point favorites, -120. Over-under sits at 223. I'm hitting the over on that with confidence. This is about to be a fun game. This Nuggets defense is not as good as it once was. They're struggling defensively, and I'm not blaming anybody. I just think that they just know exactly what they want now. They just want to get back to the playoffs. They want to get back to where they were. That's what they're waiting for. That's what they're ready for. You know what I mean? So I think it'll start picking up closer to the end of the year, but just as of now, their defense is not what it once was. Kristaps Porzingis is back in the lineup, and man, has he looked good. He's shooting 50% from the field right now, 82% from the free throw line, averaging 20-8. Oh, yeah, 2 blocks per game as well. I really like this team. I really like this Dallas team and how you can choose them today at home and get even money on that money line. I'm taking Dallas money line. Again, you'll see that on the wager pass. For how many units, I'm not telling. But just know, even money right there. I want to take this moment now before we continue down these lines and going into these prop bets here for the Dallas-Denver game, that this show is presented to you by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go on to MyBookie.ag for betting on sports, politics, entertainment, anything you like, they have it there, as well as poker games, live dealers, and horse races. Again, mybookie.ag takes care of all your gambling needs. And when signing up, be sure to use promo code HOOPBALL. That is HOOPBALL. And they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. And if you reach out to @DanBespris on Twitter, he will also give you another prize. Also, I keep talking about it. 33 cents a day, guys. Wager pass. It's worth it. Well, the conversations that we're having in the Discord, the Discord thing just kind of started not that long ago. Like, I remember when it was brought to our attention, like, hey, would you guys want to do this? And now it's there. The conversations that are having in there, not just on betting, it can be DFS, the sit starts, the trade ideas, the, hey, you know, this, what's the type of offer that we should give for these players? It's amazing. It's really good. I think it's the best thing you can get for 33 cents a day. Like, no doubt about it. The conversations are great. And you can talk to any of us, from me to Devin to Troy, who's our leader in points right now in terms of units, Danny B, Aaron Brewski. We're all in there. So join it, 33 cents a day. Have all your questions answered, from sports betting to trades for your leagues, DFS start sits. Like, everything in that Discord conversation is well worth it. So hop on in. Join in. Like I said, only 33 cents a day. Just go to hoop-ball.com, click on Wager Pass, and get into your own subscriptions. Back to the game here. Game of the day. Favorite game of the day. We're going to go look at these props. Again, for just a reminder, we are taking Dallas money line at home here against the Denver Nuggets. The over-unders, man, on points, there's a lot. From Brunson all the way down to Barton. There's quite a bit here, and that's why we're also going to be looking at that over heavily. I'm on the over. I like over 223. I'm fairly confident in that one as well. I wouldn't be surprised if this game went into overtime. Over under 20.5 points for Kristaps Porzingis. I'm actually going to surprise people, I think, with this one, and I'm going to hit the under. I see him hitting 18, so it can come down to a jumper. The Jokic is what gets me on this. I think that they're going to try and get switches to get Jokic to try and put Porzingis in foul trouble. And that could be the way the Nuggets could take off on this one, as the lines are actively changing now. So you can actually get the Dallas Mavericks at plus 105 as of right now. And I'm looking up the injury report to see if anything's changed. But as of right now, I don't see anything on the injury report that causes much concern in terms of is Doncic or Kristaps out. And nope, they're all still playing. So like I said, I'm going to hit the under on 20.5. Luka Doncic at 27.5, I'm not touching. 15.5 for Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm going to go ahead and, ooh, this is a toughie. If you want to hit the under, it's at plus 102. Gary Harris has not been good offensively, but defensively he's been pretty interesting. I'm surprised they don't have anything here from Michael Porter Jr., which is what I was hoping they would have. But let me just see if he's playing or not, because I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah, he's playing. Very interesting that they don't have him there. He just got 14-11 against Phoenix, so he's going to be a key factor in this game. Very surprised by that. Will Barton over-under is 10.5 points. Millsap is at 8.5. There's not much here that I really like. If I had to choose one, I like Jamal Murray. I really like Jamal Murray's over 20.5 points, because if they're going to win, Jamal Murray needs to start building up some consistency here, because for me, every time I watch him, he starts off so sluggish, or he starts off hot and then kind of just fades toward the end. And I think that's like one of the most annoying things about Jamal Murray, and why he'll always be a Robin instead of a Batman. But like I said, there's nothing that's just me. I like him in today's game. 20.5 points is good. I'm really thinking about hitting that under, too, on Will Barton, just because he's only going to get, like, 20 minutes today. Points, rebounds, assists. Luka Doncic or Nikola Jokic? Which one do you think has the higher? I will say this. One sits at 43.5, and the other one sits at 46.5. Who do you think, my bookie has as the higher points, rebounds, and assists? Over-unders. If you guessed Luka, you guessed right. He sits at 46.5 over under. I do expect him to have a really good game. 46.5 is a lot, but when you're the guy that has the ball in his hands at all times, I mean, there's just so much to be had there. I like it. However, I am going to hit the under. The big men are going to be the ones grabbing more rebounds, in my opinion. Obviously, I've been wrong before, but and I'd probably avoid these two, but I'm going to hit the under for 46.5 for Doncic, and I'm going to hit the over for 43.5 for Jokic. And that actually pays a little bit more at minus 106 for Jokic, and the under actually is favorited right now by Vegas. Let's go ahead and move on to this next game here. Again, that's game of the night. Recapping it all here so far, I have Magic -1.5. I'm okay with people taking the -6.5 here for the Sixers. I'm all about the Pacers today. All about the Pacers. Heat +7.5. We're taking those points. We're taking +11 now. +11 for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I am all over that money line. Mavericks at home. I like them a lot. And we're also hitting the over on the over-under at 223. I like those a lot. Again, if you want to know how many units I'm putting down, what parlays I'm putting together, go to the wager pass. Boston Celtics, 4-point favorites over the Chicago Bulls. I have not seen the injury report yet. I don't even know if it's out for Boston, as I'm trying to figure out if Jalen's playing. Oh, not Jalen, Jason. And it looks like he is not on the injury report, which is fantastic news. Jason Tatum's returning. Jaylen Brown just scored 43 points in 19 minutes in his last game. Kemba Walker is starting to hit shots. -4 on the road. We're taking that as well. That's a good one. I know Danny B hates when I do this. Sorry, Danny. I know if you're listening to this, Danny B. Sorry, brother. -175. I'm hitting that with confidence, too. That's a good. To get that under 2-1 odd for a Boston team to go up against this Bulls team, and you get to add in Tatum off the injury report, love that one there. Love that one. Over under 227. Ooh. 227.5. I like the under, man. I like the under. I can just see Boston scoring and the Bulls hitting ruts. Interesting, interesting, interesting one. I am going to go ahead and just, I'm going to roll with that under. I'm going to roll with that under. Next game, because we're starting to run short on time here. We have the San Antonio Spurs, 3-point underdogs on the road in New Orleans facing off against the Pelicans. +130, -150 for the Pels, 223.5. I'm trying to see who is out and who is in because, yep, if DeRozan is playing and Murray is playing, that's all I need to see. Those two guys are going to keep that thing close. I will take the points +3, and I would even say sprinkle a little bit on the Spurs money line because I can see the Spurs keeping it close, obviously. That's why we're taking those 3 points. But I can also definitely see them winning this game, which I believe they've already beat New Orleans in New Orleans earlier this year, or that was the big upset of the Pelicans beating the Spurs. Regardless, I like the way the Spurs play. I like what Pirtle's been doing. He's been stellar off the bench. Rudy Gay has just been doing Rudy Gay things, hit or miss. They just have a lot of nice pieces. I really like. Patty Mills has been shooting that ball lights out. He's going to be a good matchup against J.J. Redick. Keldon Johnson, pickup of the year for fantasy players. +3, money line. Like both of those a lot. Go ahead. I'm leaning Spurs. I can't tell you about the over-under because both teams can give up a lot of points and both teams can miss a lot of shots. So I don't know about that one. But like I said, we're hitting the Spurs on the sport. We're hitting the Spurs on that one. All right, guys, last game, Oklahoma City Thunder in Portland going up against the Blazers as 5.5-point underdogs. Obviously, Blazers 5.5-point favorites. The line sits at minus 225 for the Blazers, plus 185 for the Thunder, 224 and a half for the over-under. I really don't like this game. I would fade this game as best I can because the Blazers are so confusing. They're the most confusing team, and I hate watching them. I cannot stand watching them play. However, they put up points. I can see them putting up buckets. Lou Dort is going to be the defender today on them. I like anything Kanter, I guess. I mean, Enes Kanter over 12.5 points. I'm taking that. Total rebounds over under for Kanter is 11.5, and I'm going to take over on that. Again, the Thunder just played yesterday, and they're a good team, right? Like, they're not bad. It's just they're young. They're still rebuilding. Horford's been gone, even though Horford's been horrible. But, they lost by 8 to the Clippers. It's not like they can't put up numbers. Isaiah Roby has been nice, too, filling in as that starter. If I had to choose one or the other, again, you're saying, Vince, you have no choice. Pick one or the other. I'm probably leaning Thunder with the points just because I really don't trust that Portland team. But, like I said, I would fade that as best as you could. I really just don't like that game. So, guys, just to run this down one more time, we are going to wrap it up here for the day. We have Orlando, -1.5. We like that one a lot. We'll take the Sixers, -6.5, if you're making us bet on that one. We're all in on the Pacers, baby. We love those Pacers. And by all in, I mean just like we believe in them. We believe that they're going to win this game. Not saying that we are all in terms of put your money all in on them. All I'm saying is you want my units, sign up for the wager pass. Miami Heat, we're taking those points against the Nets, +7.5. And I said just sprinkle, just a dabble, just a drippy drip on that money line if you feel like the Heat can upset the Nets, who have only won one game since their big three has been created. We're gonna take Cleveland with the 11 points. Those guards give up a lot of points. It's now up to 11.5. Take it while it's running up. I'm taking those 11.5 points. Feeling pretty good about it. Sexton's going to be there. Let's see what they can do. We're all about these Mavs today, baby. We're at home. We like the Kristaps Porzingis Doncic going up against the Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. Obviously, Denver has a little bit more pieces. They got some scarier guys out there like a Michael Porter Jr. that can do some work. But this Mavs team shows grit. They're nice. They're going to start getting more pieces back later this week. So as long as these lines start staying this way, you can start making money on the Mavericks this whole week. So just be aware of that. We like the Mavericks today. We're all right with them. -4, Boston Celtics over the Bulls. Tatum is back. Don't let the line change before you miss out. Go get the Celtics -4. We're confident in that one as well. We're messing with them Spurs. We're messing with another road team. We have a couple home teams with the Pacers and the Cavs and the Mavericks, but now we're going on the road for these last two, which is the Celtics and the Spurs. We like both those. We'll take the points for the Spurs +3, and we'll also hit that money line, guys. I want to thank you all for joining me here on today's show, on Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I've been your host once again today. My name is Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VM Center. That is V, then M, and then Center. Be sure to subscribe to this show, guys. Leave a rating. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Please leave a rate. 5-star review. 1-star again. Constructive criticism. Let me know what you guys are doing there. And then also the things that you guys like us talking about. You can leave that in the notes as well. What do you guys like to hear? Do you guys like it when we bring in guests? What kind of guests would you like us to get? Are you guys want more numbers? Anything you guys would like? We want to get better. We want to make the show continue to get better and grow our audience. So you guys let us know. Those rates, those subscriptions, those shares really get us up there. And we appreciate every single one of you guys who continue to listen to the show on a daily basis. We'll be back tomorrow. Devin will be here. And until next time, my sport betting crew, bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.